Most households and businesses in the rural community of Gustavus rely on septic systems, and for years, a private company from Juneau ferried over to pump them out. But then, the city and borough of Juneau stopped accepting septic waste from Gustavus last March due to concerns over the impacts of PFAS-contaminated sludge. PFAS are called forever chemicals since they don't break down naturally. They're toxic, known to cause severe health problems, and they're everywhere, including in human waste. High concentrations of PFAS afflict the city of Gustavus since firefighting foams containing the chemicals were sprayed at the airport, upstream from neighborhoods. Now, many people living in Gustavus worry about what to do when their septic tanks fill up, like Norma Fleek.
I don't know. I really don't have a plan for it.
She spends around half the year in Juneau and the other half in Gustavus. Before she had a septic tank installed in the 1990s, she said her family dumped waste in a large hole on the Gustavus property. She says she might have to dig another big hole if Juneau won't reconsider taking her waste.
If there are places in Gustavus that are PFAS-free, it would seem to me that at least they could allow those properties to be collected and accept that septage.
Fleek says her drinking water well has not tested high for PFAS, unlike some others in town. It was no secret that Juneau had been processing septic waste from Gustavus. It had been going on since the Alaska Marine Highway System brought ferry service there in 2011. Despite that, Juneau's engineering and public works director, Denise Koch, says she only found out about it in 2025, when the city of Gustavus began looking at long-term ways to deal with its waste stream. The contractor doing the study reached out to Juneau city staff. That's when Juneau's Public Works Department sent a letter to the city of Gustavus telling them to stop sending their septic waste. Koch told KTOO last month that it was because Juneau's wastewater treatment plants have to comply with permits issued by the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation. Those permits restrict toxic contamination in treated wastewater that's released back into the environment. And they require the city to conduct toxicity testing.
We know that PFAS is an emerging contaminant. We don't know if Gustavus's septage would cause a problem with those whole effluent toxicity tests.
Those tests help ensure wastewater facilities meet federal Clean Water Act standards. And PFAS tests last spring showed solids in Gustavus's septic waste did contain some forever chemicals. But Sam Dapsovich, a spokesperson at DEC, wrote in an email to KTOO that there are currently no regulatory limits on PFAS in wastewater effluent, and there's nothing in the city's permits that would prevent them from taking septic waste from Gustavus. In correspondence between Juneau city staff and DEC, which was provided to KTOO, city staff say the state gave Juneau conflicting guidance. Koch says the city is planning to meet with state environmental regulators to talk about the issue soon. Kathy Leary is the city administrator for Gustavus. She says the small town doesn't have the authority to set up its own wastewater treatment facility since it doesn't have a public works department to oversee it. So she says the town is not equipped to manage the waste on its own.
There's not a whole lot we can do short of what we were doing and maybe trying to work with Juneau and ADEC to come to terms with, you know, allowing the small amounts that we have to be injected into their system. But we're not there yet.
Leary says since no one is coming to pump, some residents are thinking about other ways to deal with the waste. She says some have installed elevated leach fields to try to prevent E. coli and fecal coliform from contaminating shallow drinking water wells, and others are talking about digging a hole to dump it in. But neither solution will last forever. In Juneau, I'm Alex Solomon.